wanted to take this opportunity. I know we're in day six of the restoration after the storm that will not be named. My kids, who are big Harry Potter fans, and I've decided we should just call this Voldemort, because it falls outside the usual hurricane naming structure and the usual hurricane forecast and the usual advance warning everybody gets. But it's had a bigger impact on our state in terms of at least electric outages than Hurricane Irene did last year. Let me start by giving you some up to the minute outage information, restoration information that I can. As of 10 o'clock, the total number of people out across the state was down to 72,000. That means that about 93% of the 1,067,000 people who were out at some point during life of this storm are now back on. That is ahead of some of the company's predictions of when they would reach this point. So that's good as far as it goes. Let me be clear, however, we are not satisfied. We are not slowing. We are not doing anything differently around here until everybody is back on. We fully expect the utility companies are going 100% flat out until everybody is turned back on. We are expecting that they are sparing no expense until everybody is turned back on. And I have that from both the mouths of both the major company CEOs that they are doing whatever it takes, whatever it costs to get everything turned back on. You can see it's linked on our website, but also on Maryland.gov, an outage map that goes both by county, and I know there's now a tab that goes by zip code, so you can get some pretty granular information about who's up and where and when. It's updated every half hour. As we stand here now, as I stand here, some of you stand, some of you sit, as we gather together, the greatest work remains yet to be done in Baltimore County, Baltimore City, and Montgomery, just in terms of percentage of people who are out. But the numbers have continued to improve, and we have continued to watch closely what they're doing and monitor the situation and do whatever we can to ensure that service is restored as quickly as possible to everybody. Some of you who are print or digital, I may have talked to either you or your colleagues over the course of the week, may have heard some of this, but let me, for the benefit of those who may not have been here before, let me give you a little feel for just what it is we here at the Commission do in connection with one of these weather events. From the very beginning, when a storm is predicted, we are in contact with the utility companies and the Maryland Emergency Management Agency. Our role is not to go out and climb poles. Trust me, if you've seen any home repair projects at my house, you wouldn't want me or us doing that. But our job is to ensure, first of all, that the utilities are ready, that they're deploying as quickly as possible, that they're getting whatever mutual assistance relief they can from other utilities as quickly as possible. We liaise with MEMA and other state and local agencies to make sure that whatever roadblocks there may be, removal of trees, other public safety implications, police protection, traffic signals, all those kinds of things are coordinated so that we don't have a situation where the utilities are going to try and restore power, they can't get to it, and there's something that state or local government should be doing to facilitate the restoration of service. I mean, a good visual example that obviously doesn't apply here is when there's a winter storm and there's snow all over the place that has to be removed by state or local government. That we make sure that snow gets removed so that the utility companies are not stymied in their efforts to get there. We staff, our staff, and I personally in this storm have staffed the State Emergency Operations Center 24/7 since it deployed on Saturday. I'm talking constantly with folks in the governor's office in MEMA and making sure that the restoration effort is going as smoothly and in as coordinated a fashion as possible. After service is restored, our regulations provide that companies who have had a major storm event, which is 10% of their service territories, or 100,000, whichever is less, which is going to be all of the major utility, electric utility companies here in Maryland, are required to file with us what's called a major storm report. A major storm, and those of you who've been around this during Irene and in past events have seen this. This is a very detailed report. There are 20 different items listed in our regulations, many of which have subparts of all the different things the companies have to report to us, starting from, again, the weather forecast, their preparations for and deployment around the storm, the execution against their storm restoration plans, their customer service performance, every single element of the prediction, deployment, and restoration effort has to be reported to us. We go over those with a fine-tooth comb, both us, both we commissioners and the staff. And for an event of this magnitude or even lesser than this, we have generally held hearings both here in the hearing room and public comment hearings to get feedback from the public on how they experienced the storm and the restoration effort. We obviously have not yet scheduled those. Those reports are due 21 days after service is fully restored, so that clock has not begun to run yet. I hope it begins to run quickly. But that's what happens. As the result of those hearings, it's not just a show. We have used those hearings and that review in the past to identify areas that need fixing or updating or changing in terms of the way the companies respond to storms and the way the companies restore power. The post-event storms in the summer of 2010 that hit Montgomery County were the vehicle through which we really identified the need to open a separate comprehensive review of PEPCO's system performance. And so that led to a whole nother proceeding. We have the ability under our law to open further proceedings if we need them. We have the ability, if we find it appropriate and after appropriate proceedings, to issue fines or penalties if that is appropriate. But I want to make very clear, at this point, our sole focus is on ensuring that power gets restored, not in grading or evaluating anybody's performance at this point. I can assure you, and again, any of you who have been around this in connection with past events knows, our post-storm analysis can be and will be detailed and penetrating. But at this point, we're not grading.